Hello, everyone, and welcome to Who Said You Have To, where we discuss how society dictates to us who we must be and how we must live our lives.
In this podcast, we will also help you find ways to choose the life you want to live with no fear or judgment.
My name is Tina Mason, and I am an emotional trauma intuitive and an expert in human communication, as well as how the human mind creates disease in the body. I am also co-owner and co-founder of Free Will Healing, where we strive to create a space for every human to heal emotionally, spiritually, and physically with no fear and no judgment.
My name is Laura Schmidt, and I have been a nurse for 17 years. I am also a registered yoga teacher with 500 hours of training. My focus is teaching gentle yoga movements to help those who deal with chronic pain. My true passion, though, is aligning the chakras to create balance and harmony within. I am also co-owner and co-founder of Free Will Healing.
Okay, Laura, so what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about how we met.
How you and I met?
Yes.
Oh my, that is
good times.
Crazy story. To get to how Laura and I met, I think we both need to give a little background on how we got to where we were in life so that we could meet.
Okay. You shall begin.
We'll start out with me. When I was little, I grew up in an extremely abusive household. Grew up believing that I was a failed investment. Grew up believing that I was not of value. I met my husband when I was 24. We got married when I was 25 and had my first child at 26. They really became my hope for the future, my hope for being of value. Then I had a major event happen in my life when I was 48. I had been an accountant most of my life. And when that very major event was over, I had this strange ability to be able to help people and understood the human mind and the human body in a way that I didn't know was possible.
My turn.
Your turn.
So I grew up in what I thought was a fairly normal household. I had two brothers. We fought a lot, but I always figured that's what brothers and sisters do. I lived in the States till I was 12, almost 13. My parents are from Argentina. At that time, we moved back. I did not live a happy life in Argentina. I suffered from major depression probably the whole time I was there. So I moved back at the age of 24. I met my son's father later. At the age of 30, I had my oldest son. And then him and I separated. I had my daughter after that and divorced from him and met my current husband at the age of 40.
I like your current husband.
I like him too. We'll keep him. And then a major event happened with two of my children, which led me to you. A mutual friend, an acquaintance that we had, gave me your phone number. You actually called me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have had the courage to call because I was in a bad spot. So you called me. You said, we need to meet. And the rest is history.
When Laura did come to her first appointment with me, I knew that she was going to be a part of my future, which she actually became a huge part of my future. But when I did meet Laura, my husband and I had already made the decision. We were living in Corpus Christi, Texas at the time, and my husband and I had already made the decision to move to St. George, Utah for a business opportunity. When I very first met Laura, she made the comment to me, she just had this really weird feeling that she was supposed to move to Utah. And we had a good laugh about it because I said, well, that's crazy because I am moving to Utah in like 60 days.
Mind you, I had never even been to Utah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
My husband and I moved to Utah in September of 2020. And then...
As Barbara, is she still alive?
Who?
Barbara Walters.
You know, I don't know. Can someone look that up and let us know?
2020.
So, Laura, if you want to take it from there.
And I said, right behind you, we'll be there in about 6 months, I think is the time frame we gave ourselves. And we moved in April. Got here April Fools.
It just so happened. I'm sure it was just a coincidence. Terry and I rent a large house. We rent the walkout basement. And the owner had just finished refurbishing the upstairs when Lance and Laura, probably about, a month before you guys got there?
Yeah, we came to visit y'all, January?
February. Yeah.
He was finishing up the remodeling.
Right. He actually rented it to Laura and her husband and family. Pets included. If you know anything about St. George, Utah, it is close to impossible to find anything to rent unless you are very rich, which we are not. So,
and that accepts pets.
And that accepts pets. I don't know what that's all about. I have no idea. But anyways, so Laura and I, so I had moved here, started working at a facility, and then Laura started working at that facility as well. And Laura, I'll let you take the next part.
I was there a month and a half, maybe, when we discovered some things we did not agree with that was going on at this facility. So we decided to leave, and we said, let's do this ourselves.
We decided that the vision that Laura and I had was of a place where every human could go and they could heal emotionally, physically, spiritually, with no fear and no judgment. When we realized the facility we were at was not in alignment with that, we left. We didn't have anywhere else to go, but
I had nowhere to go.
But we trusted in God that it would be better to be unemployed than to be somewhere that was not in alignment with what our divine spirit was telling us we should be doing. So
yeah, it was a pretty big leap because Lance wasn't even employed at that time either. So. Yeah.
So we sat down and we drew exactly if we were going to have our own office, which we were like, there's no way we can afford it. But you know what? In dreamland.
Yeah.
So we sat down and we drew out exactly what we wanted. 7 offices, which we'll explain to you someday why. But we wanted 7 offices and we wanted a space where Laura could have a yoga studio and a nice lobby where people could feel like it wasn't a doctor's office, mm-hmm. because it's not a doctor's office.
No.
It's a healing co-op. We drew it all out. We actually made our husbands sit with us and draw it out with us. And then we set it aside. And we must have called, how many realtors do you think we called?
Probably, every company, I think, that's in this area.
And every realtor at every company. Mm-hmm. So we went out and we're trying very hard to find at this point. Now we have forgotten about our drawing and are just going to take anything.
Totally, yeah.
The problem was that because there is such a huge housing boom and real estate boom in St. George at that time, that we were small fish and no realtor would even return our calls. We joked about maybe being on a blacklist, mm-hmm. or something. Then I would say maybe 3 months about went by, right? Mm-hmm. And Laura calls me and she says, hey, you're not going to, which of course she could have just opened the door and yelled down the hallway, but because she lives above me. But Laura called me and she said, hey, you're not going to believe this. I was driving by this place in Washington City, which borders
St. George.
It's a 3-minute drive from Washington City to St. George. And she said, I saw this sign up and I called about it. And the realtor called me back and I was like, no, not possible.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I swear. And he was asking when we could come see it. And I'm like, I'm unemployed. When?
Today.
So Laura, I'm going to let you take over the next part.
So we met up with him and he was showing us an office space in this building. And we weren't very impressed with it.
At all.
It needed a lot of work. It was going to take time to get into. And he said, actually, there's a spot that's coming open. It's not even listed yet. Let's go show you. So we all came over here. And we had, I think, Terry and another friend was with us. And we walked in. It was painted horribly. Oh,
bumblebee yellow
and black. And
Gold's Gym, if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, it had the lobby. And then we walked into this big area, and I started counting. There were a whole bunch of doors, and I counted all the doors, and I said, hey, Tina, you know how many doors there are?
And I said,
you said, shut up.
Shut up. Is there 7?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. And I looked at the real estate agent, and I said, we'll take it. And he said, what? And I said, we'll take it. He said, I haven't even told you how much it is or anything else. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, Laura and I drew this. We drew this office 3 months ago. We'll take it. It's the one that God wants us to have. So he was more nervous about it than we were. And so we were like, hey, you know, would you mind just saying a prayer with us real quick? And the look on this man's face when, mm-hmm. we said, would you say a prayer with us?
It was actually sort of a giddy look, like yeah, excited.
It was really sweet. And so we prayed about it, and all of us were like, yep, that's what we're doing. And he actually told us later that in all the years he'd been doing real estate, that it was the first time that anybody had ever asked him to pray with mm-hmm. them at a place.
To see if it was the right space
for them. And so we did. We took it, and we went home. And I was like, we got to pull out that drawing so that we can show, you know, like look at how accurate the drawing is. And it literally was exactly the same thing. It just didn't have storage. Then I glance at the drawing was on the right hand. It was like in a notebook, and the drawing was on the right side. I look over to the left side. I have a realtor's name and phone number circled from something I had called 2 or 3 months earlier. Mm-hmm. It was the same realtor who showed us the place that day. And
freaky.
It was really interesting.
No coincidences.
No coincidences. Because mine and Laura's dream is to create a space where everyone can be heard, where every voice can be heard. And so do Laura and I need 7 offices?
No.
So why did we want to have so many?
So that everybody could be heard. No, it's a... You know, everybody that comes to you is not necessarily prepared or ready for you, or mm-hmm. vice versa. And we call each other in. We knew we wouldn't be alone in this journey, that not everybody hears, you know, one voice. They all have a different need, and some might be drawn to you, drawn to me, or all the other voices that are here, different modalities of healing.
So, Lauren, I wanted to create a space where we could have unicorns. And I know that sounds funny, but unicorn means one crown. And what we have created is a space where everybody who is here that is a energy healer or healer in one way or another, they are the only one of their kind. They are very unique. There isn't 20 more of them down the road. We are very big on checking egos at the door. We don't ever fall into that space of, I must heal this person because my ego depends on it. Because we always want to be able to say, you know what? Hold on just a minute. I'm going to pull, like, I'll go get Laura and say, hey, Laura, I need you to open someone's chakras for me. Or I'll go grab one of our other contractors, Julian, who does these amazing acupuncture patches. Laura knows more about him than I do. Or Sergio, who is the designer and
who is the
mastermind behind Myonetics, the resetting of muscles back to where they're supposed to go, which will definitely release trauma. We try really hard to keep each one of us in a space of it is about the person who comes in, not about our own personal trauma or our own personal ego. It is about every human being heard. And that was our dream. And we have been, actually, Free Will Healing has now officially been open for like 2.5 months. 2.5 months?
Yeah.
And our facility is almost at 100% capacity. So we are expanding already. We're looking to expand into another space that's come open in the same building. We always knew we would expand, but mm-hmm. I don't think we were expecting it that fast. But none of this has been on our time schedule, so we just trust in Father that he's got it.
It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah. Laura, do you want to talk about why we wanted to do this podcast and what it all means?
Yeah, let's get back to the podcast. Enough about us.
Enough of what I think of me. What do you think of me?
What do I think of you? One of the first things you taught me was always, or showed me, was when I said I have to do something or I need to do something, and you tell me, who said you have to? And I'd be like, well, I have to. And she said, but who told you? And when we'd boil it down, it was society.
Society lies 100% of the time.
So for me, it was very enlightening and continues to be daily when I have to remember, hold on, is this me or society or where is this coming from? It's helped me live a life of peace, love, and joy.
Which is the absence of fear. And some of the subjects that we're going to cover on this podcast is how success and intelligence is measured, because society says success is money and intelligence is college degree. I don't agree with that, because I happen to know a lot of extremely wealthy people who are not successful in life, and they
are intelligent
and they're miserable. I know some of the most intelligent humans I know never went to college.
Yes. The other topic we wanted to talk about was sexuality and morality. Who gives those rules? Who tells us what is sexually correct? What our morals should be?
Another topic we wanted to talk about is gender roles and like the emotions that go along with that. I mean, how many of you have heard you're crying like a girl? Well,
or you throw like a girl.
Or you throw like a girl, or be a man. What does that mean exactly? Why is it because one of you has an innie and one of you has an outie that your emotions have to be in alignment with that? Who said? Well, that was society said so, but what's the truth? What does God say?
Who gave the specs on that?
Like exactly.
This is the rule to follow.
Yeah, who wrote that book that said boys must do this, girls must do this? You know, one of the big things that I always point out to people is when people say, well, men should open doors for women. Well, does anybody know where that started? Where that started was back in the day when women had no rights. They were not allowed to get into or out of the horse and buggy until the man opened the door and gave them permission to. Knowing the truth behind that makes me feel like, oh, no, huh, you don't need to open my door. You don't tell me when I can and cannot speak or get in and out of the car. But again,
I think I would have been burned at the stake.
I'm pretty sure. I have no doubt. Yeah, Laura tells it how it is. She's a warrior. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, but that's what I love about her.
Another topic we want to address is body modifications, body image issues, you know, the whole... I've had many people approach me because of my tattoos and tell me, you know, you're not going to get into heaven. Or when I was going to physical therapy and I had to have my shoulders displayed and you could see my tattoos, I have quite a few people had the nerve to come up and tell me that.
And, you know, my favorite one with that is always goes back to a who said you have to moment of, well, who said? Who said that?
They want to throw the Bible verse in there, but it's not interpreted correctly.
Well, there you go. So I have one. These are just some of the issues that we wanted to talk about, you know, along with having children and getting married, the societal, you must get married. You can't just live together. You need to get, you have to have that piece of paper. And if you are married, you have to have children. If you're a woman and you want to have you don't want to have children, you're shamed for that. Mm-hmm. If you're a man who doesn't want to have children, then you're shamed for that. And that is very much a societal thing. You know, our career choices, organized religion, fame versus fortune.
Judgment, gossip, bullying, fitting in at all cost.
And the expense. There is, when Laura says fitting in at all cost.
Oh, gosh.
There is a price you pay to fit in.
I mean, we have an acquaintance that believes that all this surgery is necessary in order to fit in where she currently lives.
The thing is,
she's beautiful.
She is amazing. You know what? When I am with Laura and the other healers here, it doesn't cost me anything to fit in here. And I always feel safe and at home here.
We're all weird anyway.
Well, there you go. We're never bored.
Nope. And then gender expectations in the intimate relationship. Like, that's a rough one. It's really coming out. Not rough. It's just really prevalent now in society.
Well, you know, if a girl wants to have sex, if she initiates that, then, you know, she's considered a whore. If a man doesn't want to have sex, then, well, you must not be a real man or you're gay or whatever. And that's not okay.
Yeah. Respecting our elders, authority. My son must have
He skipped that one. Maybe we should. I think we should have him in here as our guest when we speak about that one.
That would be interesting.
Well, of course, it'll be bleep, bleep.
Yes, it
bleep,
will.
Bleep, bleep, yes. Bleep.
But you know what? Hey, yep. He wrote his own rules since
there
he
you
was
go.
A baby.
There you go. You know, we are told from birth that we have to respect our elders or respect authority. And while I was raised that way by mm-hmm. a neurotic English woman, and I do feel that we should respect everyone until they give us a reason not to.
Yeah.
But I don't believe if somebody is just being nasty and hateful and rude that their age or their, quote, authority level.
Authority.
That I have to be silent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I ever have to be silent.
Not, I mean, just not speak your truth because they're older. We have to
exactly
just take it. Ooh, the next one,
parenting.
Now everybody has an opinion about how you should parent, what you did wrong, what you did right.
And we have many of those opinions on ourselves, let me tell you.
Yeah, true.
And also the focus on academics and sports and the focus that is put on being of value because you have a college degree or being of value because you're good in sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about Utah, but at least in Texas, the sports thing is...
Friday Night Lights, girlfriend.
Yes,
Friday Night Lights.
My husband and I constantly had the battles with the schools because they were doing these practices on holidays and family time. So that was a big one for us.
And let's not forget about social media.
It's a love-hate relationship right now. We need it.
Well, yeah.
Cancel culture.
Is maybe a bit much. The not finding out facts first, just taking... Because, you know, I mean, I could put on social media, Laura ate my underwear, and...
Were they edible?
That'll be a topic
for
later.
They do sell edible underwear, I don't know.
I believe that actually would fall under the gender expectation in intimate relationships.
Sorry. Wrong point.
Of course, you know, Western versus Eastern medicine.
My favorite.
And if there are any
topics,
if there are any topics that, you know, any of you would like to weigh in on or talk about, please let us know. We'll have all of our social media in the show notes. Shoot us an email and let us know.
Show notes.
Thank you all for taking your time to hear what we have to say. And thank you, Laura, for being just an all-round badass.
Badass. Namaste.
Although I have the pants on.
Dang, I had my panties.
Does it go like right across the cheeks? Badass.
Mm-hmm. It says badass.
God bless.
Tina and I know the things discussed today are not what society has taught us to believe, but I choose to believe in my own ability to see what is truth and what is not truth.
I challenge you to join us in believing your own ability to find your truth, not what society has dictated you must believe to be accepted or loved.
The truth is, you are loved exactly as you are, right here, right now. No human is more vital than another. You matter.
And you have the free will to walk your own path with no fear and no judgment.
If you have suggestions for topics that you would like us to cover or you have a question, please feel free to contact us via email at whosaidyouhaveto@gmail.com. If you would like to know more about free will healing, Tina or me, visit our website at www.freewillhealing.com.
If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review. Reviews are how we grow our listenership and allow everyone the courage to think for themselves with no fear or judgment.
Please check the show notes for all of our Who Said You Have To social media links on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, where you can follow or subscribe to get updates for any upcoming events or personal appearances near you.
Laura and I encourage you to have faith in yourself.
And remember,
who said you have to?